Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Okay, as heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber and more popular than ever. This is Nerd Talk Plus, right on. Now, he's been swallowed, apparently, by the ghost of a horse when trying to buy a new haunted house in Spokane. Not joining us from Eastern Washington, he's the homeless realtor, but he's not here, he's our Brandon from the internet. Now, the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida actually make sense and for the math to work out. What did I call you last week, Siege? There was something real good. Our horse meat daddy?
Something like that.
Yeah, he's our Crash Bandicoot, but your horse meat daddy. His call sign is Corndog 1, but we call him Siege. Hello, Siege.
Hey, buddy. You know, I had a dream about you last night that we broke into an abandoned Hard Rock restaurant, like Hard Rock Cafe. And we found a fully functional Russian space shuttle, like strapped to the roof, and just immediately just took it out the front door. And that's all I remember about it.
What was the Burakon or something like that? There's like a name for that. That project,
Lord only knows. Gravy, use up a Google.
It's the Baron.
Baron. Yeah. Thank you. I knew it was something like that. It was, yeah, doing their best China impression, trying to just like do what we do, only a little different, and call it legit. It was Russia. That place sounds like it sucks. But anyway, he's the dev. I already did that part. He's been helping us behind the scenes with the Googles and then schooling us at the end. We have our friend Sean Gravy Gervin. Now, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. One of us gets to use Google. But if you are any of those things and has full access to Google and not limited searches, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. It's never what we get right. But you can always join in. You can write a review or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege's horse meat at nerdtalkplus.com. Siege, do we have any contribution from... We don't have a good term for the nerds. I guess we'll call them the nerds. That's probably it. That's decided. I mean, from the nerds.
That seems like probably the easiest and most obvious one. I mean, we can come up with some terrible things later, but...
Yeah, off the air. We'll talk about that.
Of course. Sure. First, I did want to give a special shout to like the 9 of you who joined my quick live on Saturday night, and to Jake Phillips and Ari Provencher, who's showing the love for the 54 seconds I was on for that SpaceX launch.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah, it's Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, he's a long-term friend of the show, and he is a science teacher somewhere in the Midwest. I always forget where it is.
I think it was Missouri.
Yeah, he's in Missouri, like Columbia, I want to say. But he's a science teacher there, and he's a huge Modest Mouse fan.
Awesome.
And he's a tree of a man. He's got this big burly voice. He's awesome. What a dude. And you might remember a few months ago I was talking about a very specific era of dinosaur activity or something like that. I can't remember what it was. And he was literally studying that exact time period in Montana while we were doing this pod.
So this is Mr. Phillips. I got you.
Yeah. Great dude. Great to hear from you. Anyway, thank you to Ari also, who's a big contributor, and to Jake for taking part. They said,
Basically they threw likes at us when we were on the 54 seconds that we were alive watching the SpaceX launch from the front yard after one of my shows. So
I did not realize that was a live that you did. I know you like probably said that and I just skimmed it and didn't read it right, but I thought you just posted a video and I was happy or whatever, but I was trying to do it quick.
I just got home from a comedy show I just got to my parents' house from a comedy show and I was kind of close and I knew that something was going up. So I said, hey, let's throw this on and see if we can't do it. And sure enough, it was there right over my shoulder. So I got 54 seconds, but that's you know, enough. That's great. Sometimes.
That's all people have attention span for if you don't have boob showing, dude. Come on.
Like, it's true. And speaking of boobs showing, I got a message on the Spotify comments. I guess they are going through.
Whoa!
Yeah. Our good friend Baba Snorlax commented, said, "I'm commenting before I forget again. Love you, Siege. You're so pretty." So thank you.
He said sexy things about you, just like we always ask.
He's listening to the show.
And do you remember that?
Go ahead.
Do you remember last week when we did that Guinness time, out of that kind of out of character Guinness time?
Yes, right in the beginning.
And you said it's our friend from Seattle or whatever. And I went and clicked through. We have a hot listener.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't know that. I was like, whoa, who's this? I mean, I think she's, you know, a family woman and everything. But like, I was like, whoa, good job, us. Now, I'm not saying the rest of you are, you know, aren't hot. I just, it connected for me in that moment.
Not by default.
Yeah, I just, like, I wasn't expecting it. A lot of you are like, filthy. God, you're some of you so filthy. But well, I clicked it and I was like, no. I was like, there's no way this person actually listens. Then I was like, not only does she listen, she contributes. Like, whoa. So I was blown away. So, sorry, fellas. I just kind of derailed us there. But that was a that was cool. So anyway, carry on.
Let's see. We got one more from our good friend Helen J, who's also a frequent contributor.
Helen. Helen.
Yeah, she loved the latest episode, the butt stuffing. regarding Thanksgiving, long ago, my family determined that none of us like turkey very much. Instead, we do roast beef for Thanksgiving. Best thing ever. Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
I mean, as a guy who made a steak for Thanksgiving, it was incredible. And I still ended up getting bird out of it because of gravy, donating that to the cause. But I'll tell you what, I was real happy. The dog was real happy about steak night as well. So well, it was pretty good. Yeah,
man, I love it. And that's it for the comments for this week.
Okay, great. Well, thanks. Keep them coming. Again, wherever you listen to us, if there's the opportunity to comment, we would love that. On Apple Podcasts, you can leave comments and reviews and give us 5 stars, please. But then on Spotify, you can review, write comments for episodes and stuff. And that's so cool to see that. And I'm so grateful for everyone who takes a minute to do that. And like I said at the beginning, we joke around a lot. We're not very serious, but the show's growing. And it makes me really happy, and I'm so glad to have any new friends that want to participate, just as long as you're not a downer and get mad at us for being, you know, dumb or whatever, then, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
We have that preface at the beginning for a reason. So, all right, well, Brandon was supposed to be here, so we'll give him a little bit of time, because I started reading a book on his recommendation, and it kind of caught me out of the blue. I don't know. I just feel like such a bummer. This last week, I've not been in good spirits, let's say. I was at the grocery store today, and I bought a 4-pack of leftover discount donuts. And I was like, this is where your life is, huh?
The day-old ones where, like, the glaze is just kind of melting off of it already?
Exactly those. And I was like,
there you go.
Yeah, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night. I should probably buy a 4-pack of donuts. So.
Perfect.
I almost said used, which would be fine, but like,
I mean, probably
they're not used, but
you don't know that.
So, yeah, I was, I say this like gently or whatever, but like feeling pretty dead inside. And so I've just been drinking a lot. And I don't consider it problem drinking. I think other people probably would, you know, people who don't drink every day or whatever, but it's crazy. Takes another pull off that. But I found myself, it used to be I would have one beer a night. That was like forever. For like 10 years, that's what I did. Every night I just had one beer, one decent beer, we'll say. And now I'm like, well, I should have an early, you know, pull off the whiskey bottle. That'd be all right. So I pour myself a couple fingers of whiskey and then maybe I have a beer, and then, like, maybe I brought a backup White Claw to the pod with me. And so I started realizing that I was having – oh, and then I've been buying these little glass bottles of sake because, obviously, I'm a cliche. But I've been buying those, and that's fun. And so, like, some nights I've had 4 different types of booze before I go to bed. Things don't feel like they're going so good. I remember – it was about 11 months ago when I was like, this is it. You're the GERG. We're going for it. And, well, I got to tell you, it is. Yeah. I should have. Gurg has always been my dark alter ego, and so
So maybe it was like, the year of the Gurg.
Yeah, maybe it was apt. Maybe it wasn't rebound year for Greg. It was year of the Gurg. So I have this thing where, like, I was dating this gal for a while. I think it's funny that I only talk about my relationship literally on this show, and like, there's nowhere else that I like document this. But I was dating this gal for like for a minute towards the beginning of the year. Real, super smart, super good looking gal. I was like, I'm really proud of myself. Good job, me. And then, you know, that fell apart and, well, okay, bad job, me. And then I go to this grocery store all the time where, like, if I run into her, it's going to be real weird. But I'm also like, that's where she shops, I know, but it also happens to be where you get, they have like a poke bar, they have like the best beer, and I'm like, well, and the best cookies. And so I'm like, obviously not going to stop going there. And I'm like, what happens if I run into her? And I feel like I'd handle it awesome because, you know, with stunted feelings and stuff, it's like pretty easy to handle most situations these days with like the frayed nerve endings. But I wonder how it would go. And so there's part of me that is like, feels like I'm living a little dangerously, like, yeah, maybe we'll run into her and something weird will happen. And then most of me that is like, that'll be a gigantic disaster and you'll feel worse than you now if that happens. So ever since I threatened to fight a handicapped guy in a Barnes & Noble, it's all gone downhill.
Oh, that's where it went downhill?
Thanks, Siege.
I thought that was the culmination of the week.
Guess we should get to the pod then. All right, well,
Gravy, don't post a picture of all of us sitting here looking like, ugh.
That's how I feel, man. Oh boy. Yeah, the alarm goes off real early, as I know it does for Siege. Is still awake, Gravy is already up, but it's I gotta dial it down here a little bit. Plus, I'm getting fat.
You're not getting fat.
No, you're filling out.
You've always been skinny, so now you're filling out. You're reaching optimum performance level.
It's funny because I put in a bunch of work. I lost a bunch of weight. This is like a few months ago, trying to get my black belt. So I like lost a bunch of weight, and then, excuse me, I might sneeze. So I lost a bunch of weight, and then I went to Japan, and then I got back, and I was like, well, there's no point left in living, and so I guess I'll just eat my feelings or something. And then I started doing that. I was like, this is awesome. I'm going for it. Like, let's just go for it. And then today I reached the peak when I was like, you just bought a 4-pack of day-old donuts from the QFC, bro. Like, probably time to dial it down a little bit, but I'm also like, who cares? We're just all, you know, rushing towards the volcano. So
true. And here I am. I haven't eaten at all today. It is 11 o'clock at night. And by the time I'm out of here, it's going to be probably 2 a.m. Got to be back here at 8 a.m. I'm just going to go spend like $40 at Taco Bell and eat that both tonight and tomorrow morning. So
yeah, make a run for the border. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
They don't use that anymore, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Was it problematic?
Probably.
Like Liv Moss or something like that? That was for a while.
Yeah, there was two. There was too many of them. There was Liv Moss. Well, maybe it is still Liv Moss. I don't know. I like to live more.
Taco Bell's current slogan, I don't believe this for a second, is nobody has ever died after eating Taco Bell.
I mean, that sounds accurate.
Listen here, Google AI. I didn't say that. I love Taco Bell, and I wouldn't make something so controversial into their slogan. But that is literally, I typed in Taco Bell slogan, and that is what it came back with.
Wow.
Is this for real? Like,
no, it's not real.
It's still Liv Moss.
Okay, it's a Liv Moss ended in 2019, and this new slogan, nobody has ever died after eating Taco Bell, took over in 2019 as a rebranding campaign.
Well, I guess AI is not going to take over quite yet.
Not until somebody dies eating Taco Bell.
That's the only time.
Taco Bell, I legitimately love you. Like, I legitimately, if there's a career opportunity in the greater Taco Bell Corporation, you guys let me know. I'm in. Nothing I say is ever truly disparaging about Taco Bell, and I will endorse you however possible. So,
Yes.
So anything of note that happened for anybody this week that we need to cover? Siege, you all right? Everything cool?
I mean, as far as I know, I'm okay. I don't even remember what happened yesterday. I just write down these dreams, like when we do things like, you know, space shuttles or Brandon dies in 1 minute of something, and
Yeah, cool.
Gravy and I are usually in a lounge or in a hammock drinking some form of tropical beer that he found.
Tropical beer? That sounds... Yeah. It's like, that sounds like exciting.
A passion fruit of some sort. I can't remember what was, but he showed us a beer one time, and I was just like, next night, had a dream. He and I sitting in a hammock together, just giggling about something with beers.
Same hammock?
Same hammock.
All next right.
That's right.
Hammock friends. I like that.
That's right.
Why do I associate guava with you, Siege? What is that?
Guava is amazing. Like,
it is amazing, but what? Why is it you? There it is.
There he is.
He comes in hot, swearing.
Hold on.
Sounds like he's in the car too.
Why is this happening? I am in the car.
H.J. Manor is here.
What is happening?
Oh, hey.
Oh, look, there's half a face.
Are you driving?
Yeah. I'm driving. Yeah. You remember how I... Do you remember how I learned on the podcast that you're not supposed to drive with earbuds in? I'm doing that right now. So I just I thought I'd break the law in so many ways.
This is the happiest I've ever been.
He's been swallowed by the ghost of a horse when trying to buy a new haunted house in Spokane. Joining us from Eastern Washington, he's the homeless realtor. He's Brandon from the internet, Lord of H.J. Manor.
I love that it says H.G. Manor, probably thinking horse ghost, but H.J. definitely.
Yeah, I know. Guys, I tried to talk into my phone. God. I have a shortcut on my phone that when you type in H.J.'s, it does like a graphic set of emojis, which is hilarious.
The best.
Sean knows. And so I tried the voice to text for something. I don't know what I was looking up, but I said it and it thought I said H.J.'s. And so I put it to that into my voice to text that I was doing. I was like, phone, you get me. So,
yeah. Oh, we need that.
Oh, wow.
So our our tugboat, tug job, deckhand, Brandon from the internet. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for hopping on here and, you know, making the show more dangerous. I like that. We need that.
I love it.
We need more danger in this show. Siege, I'd like to start off with
something. I don't know if it would be, if this is more dangerous or if, like, doing the podcast from my in-laws, like, my very conservative in-laws' house where I'm staying while we try to sell my house is more dangerous. Oh. Like, ruining all of my relationships with the people who love my wife.
No, just have him talk to me. Now that I'm Republican, it'll be, like, so easy. Now that I'm, like, graffiti is bad, you should crack down on crime.
Yeah.
You should throw people in jail. Now that that's my new stance, and, like,
wow. You're like, wait a second.
Tough on crime, Greg.
He's a white male. You're cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I could be like, Catholicism, and they'll be like, well, that's not what we do, but close enough.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You guys can't have jobs here.
See? Siege gets it. Yeah. Okay. Well, Brandon, great. I'm glad you could be here. I wanted to start off because...
Hey, I'm at my house.
All right. Are you going to go in and actually get on the computer? It's a problem.
I love just seeing his face staring directly at the phone trying to figure everything out.
No, I won't have my whole setup, unfortunately.
Brandon's trying to sell his house right now, and so he's not staying at his house, but he went to his house, I'm presuming, to get something, which actually means to podcast or whatever, and then he'll come back with wall gun.
Means naked like alone time.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Earn your $100, big boy.
Siege, there's a new would-be boss for NASA that the president-elect has announced, and you actually messaged me to be like, hold on, is this crazy billionaire not terrible? The guy who's potentially going to lead NASA. What do we know about him?
See, Jared Isaacman, he's the guy that, he's basically the self-made billionaire. He created, I think it was like, one of those payment processing services.
Sure.
Way back in the day, like probably like 30 years ago, 25 years ago, something. He's a younger guy and he has been obsessed with space travel and actual science for most of his life. And in doing so, he got in on the consumer space. What is it called? The what's the word for it now? The commercial. Yeah, private space. Yeah, commercial space launches and everything else like that. Way on the early end. And so he's been working with SpaceX since before Elon, quote unquote, founded it. And has been trying to do like individual space flights. And he's done some of these great ones where it's like the highest ever orbit of the Earth and the highest ever spacewalk that I think it was
Blue Origin.
Yeah. What's that?
With Blue Origin?
Yes. With no. He's been doing it with SpaceX.
Oh, okay,
he's been the ones with Polaris Dawn and the last couple of big ones where.
So he's technically an astronaut.
Yeah, technically, but he's a private citizen. So he basically pays for all of these out of his own pocket. But it turns out that he, like, because it's only because of his connection to Elon and SpaceX that has drawn him into the sight line, I guess, of the president-elect. And it's been, it's when you go into, when you actually dive deeper into his stuff and his leanings and everything, he is a bit more blue, a little bit more liberal, a lot more science oriented. Like he's in it for the actual science of stuff. And he wants to continue to actually further the space exploration as opposed to like cut the reins on everything and just slash and burn.
I think traditionally speaking, the Republicans are more about gung-ho about doing crazy space stuff because I think a lot of times the liberals are more concerned with people like being safer on Earth.
Take care of the people on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. And so what's his name? Bridgenstine or whatever he was?
Isaacman.
The guy, the guy that was the first time Trump was in office.
Oh, yeah.
That guy went there he went to NASA as a climate change denier. And then they were like, here's the data. And he was like, oh, it's real. Okay, cool. And then he like led the organization from that point of view. And so NASA's a hot turd of financial mess right now.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they can't get their act together and they can't, you know, they're not going to send Artemis 2, the follow-up to the rocket that I tried to see with you 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The fact that that's not going to go up until mid-2026 is preposterous, that it's taking 4 years between launches.
Yeah.
It makes sense that the leader, boss of whatever they call it, chief space officer of NASA would be a political appointee. Like, I guess it makes sense because it's a federal agency. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're like, oh, if any company changed leadership every 4 years, would you expect it to be super efficient and to how have would you ever a, get an done? Awesome budget?
Yeah, it's tough.
And especially when you consider that, historically, the post office has had like one leader for God knows how long. And the longer terms that they do that, they've been going like recently, especially it's been 4 years after 4 years. What is it? Jim Bridenstine, Bill Nelson. Let's see. And they're just listing off things and they're all 4 year terms. The longest one that I can see even was James Webb. And that goes all the way back 61 to 68. So,
and now we have the telescope named.
I thought that was just his telescope.
Yeah. No, they went back and posthumously named it the man after the telescope.
It's true.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Like, you know, when have you guys ever had a dog with like just the most human name?
Oh, and, I just met someone today who named their dog Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. Like I had a dog growing up named Jake, and it just felt like I could have been talking about my. So I don't know if NASA was just like, hey, we're going to name most of our satellites are cool, like Artemis and Septon. I don't know what they are. But then they were like, and this one is James Webb. Help, Sep, brother. I'm stuck on this planet.
Oh, no, my leg fell off.
Gravy makes a good point in the chat that the head of the FBI is a 10-year appointment unless he's forced to quit early or whatever because, you know, it's not actually a 10-year appointment if your life is impossible. Anyway, it's got to be tough to be at NASA. It's a civil service position for sure. I like looked into jobs there and stuff, and it was like if you are not a If you're not former military or somehow civil servant, then you have a way harder time of getting into NASA unless you're friends with Elon Musk and you've been appointed to
the position, which is to crazy. Run the entire thing. Yeah. And see what's even more nuts about this is like how, like you said, typically they're more right leaning when they're NASA administrators because of they think of Star Wars and weaponizing space and everything. The thing that he's brought and most of this information I've gotten is an article from Planetary Society. And it turns out that he's a guy who wants to use the science of space to better save what we have down here. And I think the main
tell that to the belters. Jeez.
Yeah,
he's
right,
like,
exactly.
He's like specifically. I mean, I know who appointed me. I'm going to make it better for the whites.
Yeah, I mean, and no, Mars is a white planet. Everybody, please.
It will be when we get there. So, but yeah, it's like by all accounts, he appears to have a real love of aviation and spaceflight. Both at a conceptual and applied level, the tenor of his public posts appear to be aligned with the techno-optimist abundance philosophy, with space travel serving to facilitate economic growth, new technologies, and novel opportunities. So
definitely thought you said nude technologies, and I was like, let's go.
Oh, I got plenty of those for you.
Now, speaking of more nuts, that's something you just said. Speaking of more nuts, a team of scientists, conservationists, and veterinarians will soon set out to achieve a world first in conservation by collecting semen from sharks in the wild. Does that mean that they've done it in captivity previously?
In captivity? I don't see how this is a first.
We lost Brandon. He's gone. He's not back. Either. No, it literally says his recording has stopped. I have notifications here. Brandon, are you alive?
I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah. did you hear the story?
I heard shark semen is saving something. What are we doing with that?
No, we're conservationists are going to start collecting semen from sharks in the wild.
Oh.
They take them to a massage parlor down the street on Jackson from me here in Seattle.
It's right down here on Dixie Highway.
A massage parlor right next to the furry bar. Because sharks and like other sea creatures aren't technically furry, are they allowed, like, are you allowed to dress up like a, is your fursona allowed to be a shark?
Would you be a
Gravy? Google it.
Skinny
shark. Gravy. Yes. Use a Google.
Yeah, Gravy. Use Google it. It's what you're for.
I'm down. Are furries allowed to be non-furry? Is that it? Yes, no. A furry can still be considered non-furry. In the no. That's not what I mean.
No. Can a furry be a shark? Can I be a furry?
If Chris Seed shaves his chest, is he still a bear?
Yeah.
In the furry community, sharks are popular fish species, and characters that are fish are often called fishies.
Oh.
Well, sharks are fish, mother effer. Like,
dude, sharks are fish.
Sharks
are fish.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They're not mammals.
Whale shark is the biggest fish in the sea.
Oh, man. Now I look like an idiot. Damn it. That's usually someone else's job to make me feel stupid.
That's me. Thanks. Sorry.
We should look into whale shark penises.
Oh,
I should definitely that.
Look into them.
Oh, speaking of
Gravy,
which,
Google it.
Siege, I think I sent you something that you could play at any time that you want throughout the show. We're going to look into whale shark penises. Is that what Brandon said? Oh, we lost him again.
I'm here. Can you hear me? At least.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, some fursonas are part fish, such as fermaids, which is a combination of furry and mermaid. How about furmans? Right, that's from Hi. Zoolander.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
I wish. Can I make?
Yeah.
Can my fursona be a barnacle?
Yeah, absolutely. You just carry like a fire hose with you.
Just coil it out of.
Well, I'm glad that we're getting to the.
I need that butthole. I need that butthole. I need that butthole. I need that butthole.
We need to update that to Cloaca.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, your superpower on the last poll. Everybody choosing their own personal superpower.
Yeah.
Cloaca ran away with it with 40% of the vote. Everybody Jesus wanted their Christ. Superpower to be cloaca.
That's not a superpower, guys. Peeing and pooping from the same hole is not a superpower.
At the same time.
If you ask me, that's a superpower to me.
All right, well.
Seems like don't yuck like my other young.
Another one was flying. No. I don't want flight. I just want to have like pretty much diarrhea all the time.
Honestly,
flying have to go. Super strength. Invisibility came in second. Cloaca. Yeah,
great. That's great, great.
Yeah. Outside of
I need that butthole.
Ah, straight.
Sorry, Brandon.
Okay, I'm done.
Glad I can hit us with the potent quotables.
You really do. You really are our potent quotable. That's a, that's a real thing. Anyway, it's this week right now. 15 experts are attempting to collect semen from Indo-Pacific leopard sharks. That's Stegosoma tigrinum. Yeah.
Ooh.
Males gathering off of North Stradbroke Island near Brisbane, Australia. They hope to use the semen for a real good time on a weekend. No, for artificial insemination, female leopards. Leopard sharks, not leopards. That'd be awesome if they inseminated leopards.
Made actual leopard sharks.
Yeah. Wait,
you think you got us with an actual tiger shark?
No, I'm sorry to step on the joke. I really am. But if it's... Is it whoever has the wiener gets the first name? So is it actually a shark leopard? If it's
sharpered image?
Do we have to inseminate a
female shark? I was going to say, all we have to do is go into the jungle and collect a bunch of leopard semen and impregnate a shark.
Did you guys watch the video of whatever Harry the Lonely Cougar by chance that I sent in the chat?
What?
You did?
Yes.
When was this?
I hope I said it's the right chat.
I would have remembered
in
this.
In the 60s. I don't know. In the 60s, I found this YouTube video. I don't know. I don't even remember what I was looking at. But in the 60s, they somewhere. Oh, yeah. I was looking up this like log flume that they used to get from Mount Hood all the way down into wherever. It was the world's largest and longest log flume. It had no mechanical apparatus at all. It was just like they put a log in at the top and it flew all the way down this flume until it got to the bottom. And it like the logs would reach speeds of 30 miles an hour. So I'm like, that's crazy. How have I never heard of this? I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. I've never heard of this cool thing, even though it's like obviously very old. Stopped, I think it was decommissioned in 1989. So I look up this flume, and one of the videos that pops up is Leonard the Lonely Cougar, and they have a video where they just found this cougar and they put him on one of the logs and they sent him down the flume.
What was he doing?
He just chilled. And like 90% of the video, he's just chill. I mean, he looks obviously very uncomfortable on this sure. log.
I mean, all of a sudden, I'm going 30 miles an hour
like this,
on a
this
log.
This thing is like, if you imagine the terrain that you have to traverse on this flume in order to get from this very high place, like there are some very, very tall sections of this log flume. And this leopard, or not leopard, but this all brings me back to say is it doesn't seem very hard to get a big cat to do what you want. So if we need to get this leopard to inseminate a whale shark, or not a whale shark, could we get a leopard whale shark?
Yeah, why can't
I mean,
they
got the same spots.
Yeah,
they should be attracted to
you
each
guys
other.
Have to watch this video if I sent it to the right chat. Otherwise, there are going to be some very there are going to be some very confused people on my family chat.
I sure hope so.
Oh man, yes.
Are you talking about the 1967 Disney movie Charlie the Lonesome Cougar?
Yes. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not crazy. I'm like, I know what this is. Yes.
Oh so apparently
that's a real movie.
I can't get over the fact that if you wanted a leopard to inseminate a whale shark, that you would need like 5 gallons of leopard semen to get it done.
How many dudes
Listen, I'm rolling up my sleeves. So, we can get this done.
Somebody call the male version of Allison Ogletree and let's get him out. Oh, yeah. Why is there no world record? Why is there no world record for the most amount of semen donated at a single time?
Because there definitely is. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't know it yet. Gravy, if you've ever wanted to host the Guinness time, here's your chance.
Somebody get your bucket.
Oh, boy. All right. Well.
Oh, man.
Moving on. For the first time, a Canadian rover will explore the moon. Its mission, test innovative technologies and explore the lunar South Pole to look for water ice. Congratulations, Canada. I assume that they're going to reverse log flume it up to the surface of the moon, somehow right? Shoot it up a mountain. But once they get it there, they want us to help name what exactly this thing is. Siege, you've caused some trouble already.
Yes, I have. Through the Nerd Talk Plus Instagram feed, nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out. Yeah. I happen to drop down that I like Rovi McRover face. And so far, that's gotten versus, a lot of love.
Versus Wade.
Yeah.
Florida becomes the first state to ban abortions on the moon.
Well, if he was smart enough to come up with it, he would. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, guys, this is what immediately came to mind, is that they're looking for people to name it, and Siege obviously went with the route that is going to get us a bunch of views. So thanks to all our new listeners. Welcome to the show. But I saw my brain is bad, so I saw the mission was to test innovative technologies, and I was like, oh, you got to call it tits. You have to call it tits. I mean, it's like...
That completely went... Anybody's, right by me. I totally missed it.
Anybody heard what's up with the moon tit lately?
Like, what's up with the tits on the moon?
Yeah, the tits just all over the moon. Where are the tits at now?
Now that's how you get Florida to go to the moon.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Let's see. Oh, dude. So you think about it. Brandon oftentimes, not today because he doesn't have his proper computer with him, but oftentimes he'll turn when we get on a subject, he'll turn to ChatGPT and start searching for stuff. Mm-hmm. I did not know, according to some random AI expert, I forget what the source is, from WCCFtech.com, every time we do a ChatGPT query is equal to wasting half a liter of water.
Oh, good.
Implying that there needs to be a sustainability plan in place. Well, I didn't realize that the show could be irresponsibly destroying our ability to stay hydrated in the future, but I gotta say, I'm proud of some of the things that we've Googled or that we've ChatGPT'd.
I'm actually
in order
kind of
ruin the earth.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of impressed that we didn't know this, but yet we still do it.
It's not going to stop me either. I mean, no. What is going to stop me is the fact that I don't actually ever use ChatGPT. But like, I'm not going to be like, I shouldn't do it because it's destroying the earth. I'm going to be like, I'm not going to do this because I am easily distracted by shiny things.
I think maybe what I'll do is just stop drinking water in order to offset the damage that I'm doing, apparently, by looking up which sea creature has the largest dick.
I've got to say, humanitarian.
Yeah, thank Brandon, you.
From the internet.
I stopped drinking water so I can know more about barnacles.
Always thinking of others.
Yeah. I learned recently that my grandma has
had a cloaca.
Dude, I am inheriting the wrong.
That's a
genes.
Superpower.
She does not and has not drank water in decades. Just has not drank water.
What?
She is a very unhealthy person and smoked for a long time. And she is very old and somehow has never drank. Some people just have it in them.
I gotta think that drinking water, like for me, if I don't drink water, I get really cranky. Yeah. So I have to drink water.
That would explain
otherwise
a lot.
I'm a mess.
She's kind of no, my grandmother. She's a kind of cranky person. No, not you. You're not a very cranky person.
But no, well,
yeah, Greg's never been cranky ever.
Let's just say, on the grandma scale, you're not as cranky as my grandmother. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I aspire to be a cranky old person, everybody. I just want you to know that I aspire to be difficult and mean-spirited as I get older.
I should give her a Gerg name. Like, cranky Greg is Gerg. My cranky grandma can be Gergma.
Yeah, there you go. It does sound like something that would fight Godzilla, though.
It does.
Yeah, like, I feel like people like George Burns smokes cigars and drinks whiskey for breakfast and lives to 100 years old or whatever.
Isn't that guy God?
I don't know. In some movie?
Probably.
Perhaps. But yeah, like, you know, I think that there's a lot of factors that go into whether or not we live or die or whatever. But I think it's like how comfortable you are while you're doing it. And so I can't imagine not having water because, like, if I drink too much and don't have water, then I sleep like garbage and then I am very cranky. So, I don't know. Poor grandma, Gergma.
Then you need to pick her.
What's her secret? What does she drink instead? Just like straight vinegar?
I don't know if it's crystal ice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like crystal light or the...
Like the one that polarized? Comes in a bottle.
Cascade ice?
Yeah, probably that.
Yeah, it's like the taller, skinnier bottle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say there's water crystal there. Ice,
there's
but,
water somewhere.
You
in
snort
there.
That.
Yeah,
we used to crystal at work. Meth. We used to have a giant.
What's she doing? Said, what's her secret? No, it's meth. I told you guys. I told you guys
so
about
much
my dad
energy.
Yeah. You remember the Cascade Ice refrigerator we had totally. In the upstairs break room? Yeah. And like they would come and fill it up, and for like 2 days there would be Cascade Ice, like a full 5 shelves worth, and then after day 2 it would be like coconut cloaca flavored. Yeah. That was all that was left. And it was like
delicious.
Yeah. It was chunks.
Cloaca nut.
Chunks in
it. Ew.
Okay, well, I guess we should do it then. Siege, we have we have a new feature this week that we're going to try. This all came together via just us goofing off as off air. We've been for a long time trying to figure out if we could get ourselves a broadcast channel on Instagram to be able to share what happens behind the scenes on there. It's not a good idea because it leaves a paper trail of how can hate us and, you know, potentially come after us or whatever. But it is pretty funny, so... A series of events happened the other day, and Siege had the idea of, like, no, we should definitely recreate this. So now, I'd like to present you with the elegant side of Nerd Talk Plus in a segment we call Masterpiece Group Chat.
It's terrible listening to how elegant and beautiful that is, knowing what we're about to say.
As Brandon contemplates moving to a new house, to a new home, with a guest house in back once used for horse stuff, the Groove Chat comes alive with questions of what Brandon shall do with the gun they discovered in the wall of their home whilst doing renovations. A Tuesday. 7:42 a.m.
Debate in my house right now. Does wall gun stay with the home in which it was dispensed, or does it travel to Horse Ghost Manor?
Send it to me.
Travels with.
Brandon uploads photo holding very long gun.
Spokane is under Florida law when it comes to guns. Finders keepers. Or if I steal it, it's mine.
That's a long gun. What caliber? 30-30? 30-06?
If you stood outside and shot it in the air, would anyone care?
But whatever you do, don't leave it there.
I think you should carry it everywhere you go. Like, make it part of your realtor brand.
Yes.
That other guy, like, sings those dumb songs.
Rootin' tootin' realty.
Gun is not that long. You just forget I am a very little boy.
There's a car dealership down here that gives away an AK-47 with a truck purchase.
It's got a lot of barrel length. Any markings on that breech?
Wear it tucked in your waistband.
just a 22.
Brandon posts close-up of engraving on barrel reading 22 short long, amongst other characters.
A Remington 70. Yeah, you are tiny.
Eat him!
That's a mile of a barrel for a 22. Should be hyper accurate if sighted in properly.
This belonged to a child who went missing. Keep it with you so they can play with it and the horses.
It'll set them free.
That load tube should be able to fit about 10, 22 long rifle rounds in it.
Sean is just having his own, Sean is just having his own conversation that's really about guns.
That was my favorite part of this.
It's the best part. It keeps it together.
He just keeps talking about guns.
I'm producing. I'm doing producer stuff.
Back to the script. Oh, yeah. Did you get my horse house?
With the haunted podcast carriage house?
Use wall gun to make more horse ghosts.
It is accurate.
We did get the house. Ours goes on the market tomorrow.
You did?
Yeah, we did. I know. Did I typo and say that you guys, that I didn't get
the house? Yeah, you said you did. We were all so bummed.
Oh, what the hell?
I totally did get
the
house.
We were all upset.
Oh, I did get the house.
I was like, why are you selling your house if you didn't get the other one? What are you doing?
We were heartbroken.
Oh, we did get it. Horse Ghost Manor is happening.
How can you be Lord of Horse Ghost Manor?
Yes! Oh my god, this is so great!
This saved the whole segment.
Wow.
This took a huge turn! Oh my god! Yes!
Oh man!
Wow!
So we all went this whole week thinking you didn't get the house.
Oh yeah.
So this was set in anger at first. My response was set in anger, but now I'll say it in joy. Kill a pony for the boy!
New podcast, Kill Pony.
Brandon trying to stay Seattle-y by going homeless. That's why that I said that is because it's like you were gonna be homeless.
Yeah, I didn't know you were. I didn't really understand where the why the conversation went that way, but now it makes so much more sense.
I said I'm sure Siege has a fentanyl guy.
The homeless realtor sounds amazing or awesome.
LOL, Tuesdays after the Fat Bachelor.
Homeless horse realtor, so I don't use fentanyl. It's all hydroxychloroquine.
LOL. And ketamine lives on his horse
and listens to Joe Rogan.
You guys, how do we get our group chat nominated for awards?
I am losing it in the studio. Joe Rogan, LOL.
If I submit this as art, none of us are held liable for any crimes, right? Right?
I want it to be as a I want it to be a reel as it rolls in. That's what
just
we're doing
like
now.
Just like a live scroll, yeah. Just like a live scroll on a web page. Nothing else on it.
This is what we need AI for. Take this chat and recreate it as reels. I'm serious about
we
that.
We should. First, download Velociraptor, then watch this.
And in light mode, like Greg and his stupid phone.
What? How dare you? Am I the only one in light mode?
Sociopaths use light mode.
Wait, mine is in light mode too?
God damn it.
Want to murder Siege with me?
I have a gun.
Please?
Siege murdered. Siege horse? Horse have egg?
Someone's got to race the ghost horses.
Murder Siege have horse. Fat jockey. Both work.
Homeless horse realtor has a force ghost he talks to. Also on horse.
Force horse ghost.
Disney needs us.
But horse isn't a force horse. So it just looks like he's floating and pooping.
Weird how we haven't heard from Gravy in a while. That's weird.
I'm literally in a meeting. I'm in a meeting while this is going on.
That's the joke. You're stepping on the joke. That was the setup.
A Disney Channel original.
I made a joke years ago about making a show about the boring parts of the Empire, like the accountants on the Death Star. This is what Disney needs. I stand by that also, that
yes,
like they
I
need
agree.
Something that makes it realistic, that's just set in the Star Wars timeline.
Didn't Robot Chicken kind of did like a little bit of that, right? Like the stormtroopers doing mundane jobs.
I want like Disney to lean in on it and for it to be a comedy. Yeah. I want it to be on purpose and canon. Yeah.
Greg needs accountants. He loves accountants.
Siege draws digital Disney ears using the touch feature on the iPhone and sends that to us. It took me days to realize that happened.
As Gravy posts, an AI of a forced ghost horse generated by AI, may the horse be with you.
I'm just seeing that for the first time.
Us writing mundane Star Wars stuff into jokes.
The Tuesday night lineup on CW11, Fat Bachelor, Homeless Realtor, Force Horse, Fat Jockey, starring Kevin James.
11 viewers, none of them Brandon's wife, Cage.
LOL. Cage comments, quote, so funny I forgot to laugh.
Siege posts a JPEG randomly of searching for, quote, purple double-headed D, end quote.
In response to Sean's meme about Force Horse.
I want a Mr. Ed on the Jedi Council without explanation.
Siege posts Photoshop images of Gurg drinking corn drink, and inexplicably, another with Gurg holding a double-headed purple sex toy.
God damn it! LOL.
LOL. Quote, and then I said...
Ass to ass! Does anyone know that reference from Requiem for a Dream?
Yes.
Because there's a movie I've seen.
Of course.
My phone is filled with pictures and videos of us, memes of us, and cutouts from pictures that are now stickers.
Siege applies purple double-headed dildo sticker over Gerg's text.
These texts are great to see pop up on my Apple Watch in the meeting that I'm in.
Sean sends a photo of his Apple Watch with a text covered by a purple double-headed sex toy.
Siege then applies a sticker of a horse and man kissing over Sean's text.
You know, more than anything, I realize that so much of colloquially, when people use LOLs and LMAOs and the like in chat, they don't mean it, right? It's more of like I can't say anything seriously or sincere. In this chat, in our group chat, I say LOL, I absolutely mean it.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Yeah. For sure.
I'm usually snotting out my face into something. When
I'm I'm one of these who was always like, don't use LOL unless you actually are laughing. Yeah. Because I wanted to, I want these words to mean something. Like when I say, let's murder Siege.
Yes. No,
I don't want that part to be.
LOL.
please.
It's so funny to read these back because there's a tone to all of our texting. It all fits together. But if you know Brandon and you know how he says these things off the cuff rather than when he's reading them back or whatever, and you understand where that's coming from or how Siege would say something with that impish smile, but also meaning something filthy. Like if you can read these things, it makes them 1,000 times funnier, which means that the segment was probably a flop or whatever, but it's so good to go back and relive that, at least for me or whatever. And to put it all together was super
Question
fun.
Question of the week. Did this segment suck?
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be great. You can comment nerdtalkplus.com. You can put it on to the Spotify on the episode itself. We really appreciate whoever did that this week. I already forgot who it was, but thank you
Baba
so much
Snorlax.
For that.
There we Called go. Me thank pretty. You.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
From
so anyway.
Audio, huh?
What's that?
that's the only way they know.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Well, I guess we should end on a positive. Nope, that's not what I wanted, I should say. And we've covered a lot of ground this whatever. What do we learn this week? Joining us for Sean Gravy Kirby.
I was in a meeting during that entire conversation, and I made the mistake of actually looking at my watch while I'm sitting across the table from the mayor of the city and the chief of police.
Yes.
No,
and there's a big
double-headed dog.
Purple double-headed dildo on my massive iPhone Ultra Watch 2 thing, and just covering that with my hand as fast as I could. It's the biggest screen, though. That's all I'm saying. It's the biggest screen. They can see it from a mile away. Oh, man. Greg is going to be accelerating his own demise by taking us all with him by GPTing everything possible on Earth and running the hose in the front yard.
Ooh.
GPT everything. Yeah. Good call, dude. Wow.
Brandon has his shark furry suit on order for the FIFA World Cup so he can hit the bar on the way. Ooh, it's going to be great.
Absolutely. I didn't know I could be a slimy furry.
Yeah. I'm gonna rent out my house for that. They're like expecting like places near the stadium. Again, I'm not far from the stadium. They're expecting him to go for like $10,000 for like a week at a time or something like that. Like crazy amounts. I'm definitely just getting a huge insurance policy and doing
Come to Horse Ghost Manor.
Horse
if you need a place to sleep.
Dude, stay at my house, Greg, and just like commute in if you need to and just rent your place out for $10,000 a day.
Are there horse ghosts at your place, Gravy?
I'm going to split my time between my parents, okay? That's what I'm going to do.
Gravy and I both love you very much. sucks. Yeah. But we need to tell you something.
You guys just don't love each other.
Yeah. Well, Siege is going to be the next head of media for NASA's nude technology department.
Hi. Yes, I'm so glad that we have this drop now.
Sorry that we have the other one though. That wasn't very nice.
I don't care. I wish we could. I wish we all had control over the buttons because
I need that butthole.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.